Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio, home commercial-free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Some awesome guests in studio right now. We got Halsey and Youngblood, our body.
Yo!
Yeah, yeah. Welcome.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll, man. Hello.
Yo, and they're early.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm always early with her, honestly.
I'm on time. I'm like the most punctual artist in history. Yeah. I make fun of my managers all the time because I'll be in the lobby ready to go and they'll come down 10 minutes later and I'm like, I'm supposed to be the late not you. They're like, I was blow drying my hair. I'm like, do you hear how this sounds right now?
That's
I'm
right.
I'm very punctual.
Congratulations, your new record, 11 Minutes, featuring the great Travis Barker on it. We're going to hear a little sample of that right now. Such a dope sound.
So good.
I love the contrast in your guys' voice. The drums obviously sound amazing.
Yes.
But you got to take us. How does this happen? How does this collab go down, especially bringing Travis into it as well?
Oh, it was mental.
Perfect storm.
Yeah, it just like happened in a space of like a week. It was just so
quick. You keep saying that. It was like a day.
Yeah, I'm just saying from start to finish, it was like a week.
I mean, kind of. It was literally like you started the record and then I was like, I need to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And then I got in the studio and did my part. And then that night, we were like, something's wrong. It feels too, like, synthesized. It feels too electric. And then we called Travis. And literally all this
happened. You called Travis. I didn't call Travis.
What was that phone call like, that conversation?
We were doing the record with Zach Cervini, who's, like, an incredible producer. He's, like, you know, done a ton of the Blink records.
Right.
And Dom was like, you know, oh, I just wish this had that nostalgic feeling that I grew up on, that I love, that like Travis Barker, Blink-182. And so me and Zach were like, cool, we'll call Travis. Dom was like, you're gonna call Travis Barker. And we were like, yeah, like he's dude, he's like down the road.
He's like, who else can we call? Give me your phone.
he was like, wait, I'm sorry, I'm missing something.
Yeah, but I thought you were just like, I mean, a Travis Barker tribute act, fine.
It's like he started like in a movie when like wishes start coming true. Dom starts like testing me. He's like, oh man, it'd be really cool to have dinner with Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do that one.
Come on,
I can't do that one.
Throwing out names.
Yeah. Dude, literally, you can't blame me now. I was like, I was screaming.
No.
I was like, in my head, it was just like,
Travis pulled up and he just jumped right on the record. He's obviously so brilliant. He listens to something once and is like, cool, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, he knocked it out and then we sat around, we all listened. And it was funny because like from the start of that day until the end of that day.
Which was a week.
It was a week because we had just met a couple days
before.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Got it.
And started talking about the record.
It, yeah.
I'm just saying, don't sell yourself short.
No,
like, he's so brilliant. He put the whole thing together in like 24 hours.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm saying definitely don't sell yourself short. It was like he just kind of like he steered the ship on this one.
That's dope.
Totally
that's
steered
cool.
the ship on this one. Had a very clear vision, and that's why I just wanted to be a part of it so badly.
And Halsey, that's interesting that you're saying that because from what I've known in regards to you and the way you like to record music is
I'm a psycho.
You've not heard that.
No, don't sell yourself short.
No, I think if you continue what you were gonna say.
It's a fine line. Psycho and focused are like a very fine line.
Yeah. In the sense of like, you'll be chilling and you'll be in your mind or you'll be writing the song, whatever it may be. And you really just, you go up to the mic and you already know what you're going to
do.
Yeah. So to hear that Youngblood took direction, took lead on this.
Yeah.
How did that work with you being the fact that you work that way in the sense of like, I know what I'm going to do when I hit the mic.
You know, he's a bit of we're really similar artists.
Yeah.
You know, I think that we both, that's one of the reasons why I was so interested to begin with, because I was obviously a fan for a long time. And it can be hard, you know what I mean? Like, new music doesn't always cut through to me, because I'm just like, you know, you're busy or you're whatever, you know what I mean? Unless it's put right in front of you, you don't see it. But I discovered him really organically, and I was totally blown away, because I started, you know, everything in my career very organically, building a cult fan base, creating a secret language, playing shows nonstop, touring my butt off for like 5 years, right. You know, and really creating an environment that was, that felt like a community. And that's exactly what he's been doing. He's a very clear vision. I'm a huge, huge fan. And it was one of those opportunities, I think, for me where I kind of had to put down my experience and put down my accolade, my history, whatever, and go, I have something to learn from him.
Wow.
You know, and just kind of like swallow it a little bit and be like, I have a lot to learn from him and I'm going to take advantage of that.
But I was a bit of a kind of like, look at us like doing all this, man. I was a bit like, I was exactly the same, man, because I remember coming into the studio and soon as she got on the mic, I just went, whoa. Yeah. Like, it was a different thing. It was a different energy. Like, I've got a lot of energy, but she's got a lot of energy. And when it kind of meets in the middle, man, it was just like an explosion of just madness.
Yeah.
As soon as she stepped up to the mic and sung the hook, I was like, whoa. And it just felt sick. It just completely...
That's dope.
You know what I mean?
Organic. And
yeah, 100%. I did... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If we want to say, like, steering the ship, like... The ship went in a went up like 200 mile an hour. Do you know what I mean? When you start singing it, you know what I mean? I think it was a different emotion completely.
That's amazing that happened within what you guys are saying, a week of you guys meeting each other.
Yeah.
How did that initial contact begin? Who reached out to who?
She sent me a number on an Instagram DM. That's it.
Sliding into the DMs.
Just a number.
Yeah. I did the DM slide.
Yeah. Hey. And I was like, that's so cool. I was like, what? I mean, what do I even...
Wait, what did you say in your DM?
A number and a black heart.
I just set my phone.
And I'm just sat there.
I didn't say anything.
I'm just in the studio with my mates. I'm just like, who's just DM me a number with a black heart? And I'm like, and then it's like, what? Is that, are you sure it's like a real account? I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, they thought it was some fan page trying to catfish you. Yes. We met, you know, it was cool for me because I think I wasn't just at a point, I'm going to speak really candidly here.
Yeah.
I was kind of at a point where, like, you know, last year was like a really transitionary year for me in my career where things kind of kicked into the next level a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like on the road and doing promo and doing this and all this stuff. And kind of like, I was sitting at home and I was just like, you know, I really just wanted to have a real conversation with someone, and I wanted to talk about music, and I wanted to talk about whatever, and again, speaking totally candidly, I wanted to go somewhere and not be like, security guard, back entrance, entourage, like, assistant, like, and so I hit him up and was like, do you want to go have some drinks? And I just got in an Uber by myself, went downtown, and we just, like, you know, met up at a bar, total stranger. I've never met him before.
Cool. Yeah, it was crazy.
And it was cool for me because it reminded me of what it was like when I was back in New York and making music. And I would do that where I would just link with other artists and we just link and talk and have a beer. And, like, it felt really organic. And, you know, that night and just that conversation was it was really inspirational for me because it was kind of like, dude, this is why you do this. Yeah. This is why you do this.
Just real, man. It's reality.
You know, what was going through your mind? We heard Halsey's side. So you guys meet up at this.
Don't screw it up.
Bro, how did you know that?
I'm a guy, man.
You're a mind reader. Sick, man. What am I thinking now?
Don't screw it up.
How'd you know that? I was just kind of like, obviously, I didn't know what to expect because... Obviously, you're a proper rock and roll star, do you know what I mean? And I was like, we'll just see what happens. And I went and within, it was kind of crazy, wasn't it? Within the first, like, 10 minutes, it was just, we just spoke so frankly.
We had a lot to talk about, you
100%.
Know?
We're, like, from the same backgrounds that are different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what's weird. Like, we're from the same kind of small towns, very industrial kind of...
Jersey, UK.
Jersey, okay. Doncaster, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then...
Like a total, like, have a baby, take over the family business, never leave.
Right.
Totally.
Right. Like, kinds of,
you know what I mean? It's like, music, that's not a proper job.
Yeah.
And then we grew up on the same music, which was... on different sides of the planet. You know what I mean? So I grew up listening to Britpop scene and she kind of grew up listening to like the pop punk
emo
and
revival.
It's emo revival kind of stuff. And I was just like, sick. Because it was the same thing, but...
I think you were a bit surprised, though, right?
No, 100%, bro. I was like, wow, you actually know your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you yeah. really know your stuff.
No, yeah, we sat down to start talking, and it was totally one of those things where I think we both, you know, we just kind of, like, word vomited for a while because I had so much I wanted to know about. I think you kind of, like, the grass is always greener, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm growing up in Jersey, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm watching Oasis and Blur and, like, you know, Arctic Monkeys, and I'm like, oh, like, I wish I was, like, a 17-year-old girl in England. Like, right. you know, you're romanticizing right. that, and, like, he's, you know, sat in the UK watching, like, Kerrang and watching whatever, yeah. like, jumping around with his guitar in his living room, like, I want to do Warped Tour!
Yeah,
right.
And you
totally,
did. And we did, yeah.
Like, romanticizing each other's kind Stop. Of upbringing, and then That's getting cool. to meet and be like, what was it like? What yeah. was it like? What was it like? What was it like? I'm sitting here like, tell me about, you know, tell me about Oasis. And he's like, tell me about Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
But I believe that's why it makes 11 minutes and the music that you guys are doing separately also so amazing is that how open and how raw you guys are being mm-hmm. within your music. And Halsey, I especially want to give you props for that because in a lot of your music, it's kind of like you're portraying a character or
totally.
Telling somebody else's story.
Yeah.
And without me, it was totally Ashley. It was you.
Yeah.
And
that was a turning point for me.
Yeah,
it hit
number
fans
one.
You.
And it hit number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They embraced and they're embracing you, bro.
That was it, man. And that's what I admired about as an artist, man. It's like, I love your mind, man. I love the way it works. I love the way.
Neither. Best
compliment
ever.
Nah, man, but that's what's really cool. You know what I mean? About someone.
I think ditto. I think.
Your brain.
Minutes was cool because you look at my style of music and you look at your style of music and you don't think they're that similar. But when you look at 11 Minutes, you realize that the type of music both of us make is kind of just a derivative right. of where we meet in the middle. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
which
why
is
it doesn't
song.
Sound forced at all. Yeah. You know, because yeah. you are taking two different, like, people look at it on the surface, but like, these stylistically two different, completely different genres. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. but the fact that you guys can have that, you know, that meeting in downtown where you're both just talking about just the art mm-hmm. itself
yeah.
is why sometimes you hear collaborations and you're like, that doesn't fit. Yeah. But this one, 11 yeah. Minutes, really, really
can hear the room. I remember when we were mixing it.
Oh yeah.
When we were mixing it, I remember a couple passes went through and we were like some of them just lost the magic of it.
Right.
Because you can hear three of us in the room.
Yeah.
It's got the energy of a rock record.
Yeah, we said we need the fans to listen to this and know that all three of us were in the same room when we made it. This wasn't something that some label put together and right. sent files across the ocean over emails and said, you go in and cut this part and you go in and do this. It was just five musicians, because Zach and Chris were just so incredible. But,
100%.
You know, three artists, two producers in the room just kind of
screaming at each other,
going with the flow of everything,
and it all started with sliding into the DM.
Yeah, girl.
Listen,
you're welcome.
Listen,
there you go.
Just you're welcome.
Slide away, man. If you're at home right now, contemplating, slide into a DM today.
Have the courage.
Have the courage.
Do it.
Have the courage.
Shoot your shot.
And if they don't respond within 11 minutes, then unsend the message.
Yes. Take it back. Yeah.
That's a lesson right there. Your energy is so cool. Like, I love sitting here. You guys are so passionate about this song.
We love it.
We do love it, man. It's we're very proud of it.
I want to know if you guys, did you work on any other songs together while making
this?
Yeah,
we did.
Like, that are maybe going to go on Halsey, your next album, or Youngbloods?
We kind of always are just...
Yeah, we always will.
...writing. And I think the thing that's, like, really cool for us is both of us are total control freaks and we don't listen to anyone but each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is cool. That's when I was like really stoked in meeting him and working with him, is when he was like, I think this, instead of me being like, oh, you do. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, I've just really appreciated and respected his perspective after having seen him work, especially because I was like, I buy this. I buy you. Like, I appreciate your perspective. And it was really funny when we were making, when we were writing, I'm gonna say it.
Just do it,
when
man.
We were writing 11
why?
Minutes. They were, why can't I
why,
say
why
it?
Why not? Sorry, that's just my mind. That's my ADHD head just when, like, nah.
When we were writing 11 minutes, we stepped outside because the guys were mixing some stuff together, and we were just kind of sat in the room listening to them play the same part over and over again, and both of us were a little ADHD, kind of like, I gotta get out of here. Yeah. Listen to this.
So hold that breath.
Yeah.
So we
stepped outside, and Dom came with his guitar, with like an acoustic guitar, and we were just sitting in this on this little patio setup, waiting for them to finish mixing this part so we could get back in and do some more stuff. And we were probably out there for, I would say, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, not that either of us were smoking, but about the time it takes to finish a cigarette. He had his acoustic guitar and he was kind of just playing something. Wow. And I was literally like, hold on. Play that again. And he was like, what? And I was like, no, not that. Play that. Yeah, and he was like, I don't know what part you want me to play. And just like,
stop.
And I was just in my head and I just looked at him and we wrote a whole other song.
Yes.
Like while we were waiting
for him to finish. In the time it takes to comp a vocal, we wrote another song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you know what I mean?
And that kind of thing it just seems to keep happening. Sometimes you meet someone and you just have a really good rhythm. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
Congrats.
Really good rhythm.
Congrats on that. It probably takes you back when off of Halsey exit in Brooklyn, where you're just living out there off of Halsey exit on the subway and just meeting up with artists and just doing exactly that.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how, like, That was one of the things for me starting this third record. Just so crazy for me to think I'm only starting my third album. You know what I mean? Because I just feel like I've been doing this since I was born, and I'm 45. I'm not. I'm 24. Before someone takes that seriously.
That's right. It's gonna trend on Twitter.
Right, there's an article about Halsey lying about her age
all the time. Yeah.
Young, but you're 20, right?
21.
20.
21.
You can drink.
21.
Let
me see your ID, bro.
I actually got it on me. I was a bit stressed.
I think I have a picture. Show your passport.
Of course you do.
Halsey's like, I approve.
Yeah.
You can drink.
I'm 24. He's 21. I'm a cougar. I get it.
It's okay. That's good.
I'm just kidding. When I was making those records, the first one, like Badlands, you know, I made that album in a bedroom. You know, there was no like major label budget. There was no big producers, like sparkly, shiny, like any of that. It was just like really organic and just hanging out in people's apartments in Brooklyn or in the Lower East Side, and then I actually made it all over the world. I made some of it. I made it all in apartments. Apartments in Brooklyn, apartments in London, apartments in LA, and kind of put it together. And like, I think part of this process for me and part of why I think it was really important for me to meet you was it brought me back to that space of like, I'm doing this because it's fun.
Right.
I'm doing because it's fun and it's supposed to be easy.
Totally. Because
when you're writing sometimes and you're an artist, you're sitting down, you're making a record and you're like, you're putting your guts into it, you know what I mean? So you're crying and you're upset and you're stressed and you're like, this is so hard. And it's like, no, it's not supposed to be.
Right.
It's not supposed to be hard. This is supposed to be easy and this is supposed to be fun. And I'm 2 for 2 with easy, fun records right now because without me, kind of just spit out of me in 11 minutes. You know, you steered that ship, but it felt so organic for me to get in on it. So I think one of the things I'm learning from you is have more fun.
Because
you are always having fun. All
love
the time.
It. I love
good dog. So good.
You know what's funny, Halsey, the way you're expressing yourself about Youngblood, right? And it's so interesting because I was reading up on you, bro. And it's funny how British GQ magazine titled you the I don't give a F face of Gen Z rock and roll.
I mean, wow.
Bold statement.
What do you say to that? And Halsey, what do you say to that?
It's kind of weird, man, because I don't, but again, I do. The thing about it is the difference is like, I want to create a version of punk that brings people together because there's so much division and segregation out there, man, that just doesn't represent our generation. That's just a naive way of looking at us. You know what I mean? We're genuinely tapped into the world and tapped into a future that we want to be a part of that's almost been held back by like, by a cataract of old ideologies, man. Do you know what I mean? And for me, I do care a lot.
You got to care a lot to look like you don't give a fuck.
Do you know what I mean?
I think one thing that's one piece of advice I think you and I can both agree on, like giving to any artist who's like out there, like trying to get their career together, is like, don't never underestimate the intelligence of your audience. We're both really fortunate to have very intelligent fans and kids and adults, I say kids, but you know, people who are like really aware and really empathetic with really high emotional IQs, who are in touch and they care about their future, they care about each other, and like they're just looking for an outlet that says that the way that they're feeling is normal.
Right.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Both of us, we talk, and we talk about our fans a lot, which is like, you wouldn't think we'd like be hanging out, grabbing a slice of pizza talking about our fans that we are, because they're so, they're really important to us. Like, that, that's no BS. That's really true.
That's genuine.
And we're always like, you know, they're just so smart. Mm-hmm. Like, I think three times a day we'll be like, I love my fans. They're so smart.
They just
I think
know.
One of them tweets something funny. Or
they
like,
just
says
know,
something.
Or they know if you like, if you're insecure about something. Do you know what I mean? Or yeah, they just know, and it's crazy.
You can't
like,
fool them.
Well, we saw in the tweet you recently sent out, Halsey, where your clapbacks have been amazing, by the way, on social media.
They're always amazing. I live for them.
People think my last tweet is me hinting at me being pregnant, which means I'm either A, gaining weight, B, acting weirder than usual. Joke's on you. I'm doing both. However, still not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Eating a lot of food.
Yes.
And embracing my weird self.
Yeah, man. Have fun. So. Be happy.
Yes.
Just doing that fun thing. That
I
fun
that.
Thing.
The thing that I forgot that I was allowed to do. Mm. I don't know what happened, man. I turned 22 and I was like, I'm 40. And now I'm 24 and I'm like, wee. Yeah. Well, it was weird. I regressed.
We want to thank you, Young Blood, Halsey. We appreciate not only in your music, how open and how raw you're being in that, but also in person. And,
hell yeah, man.
And that's...
Thank you.
Respect to you, because you respect your audience and your fans, like you were just
totally.
Talking about.
Yeah.
And that's why you bring your real self to these interviews. Mm-hmm. And we know a lot of artists at times don't want to open up and talk real talk.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate that you guys
100%
did.
100%.
And we appreciate the vibe you've brought to the studio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Vibes, baby.
And to our Amp Radio audience. Yeah. It's a dope vibe.
Well, thank you guys for giving us a platform to talk about this kind of thing. And, you know, giving us a chance to come in and be excited about the thing that we made. Because we are really
so excited.
And we're glad that you guys are, too.
We love this song. And we're also excited about the next song that you guys might release.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Pressure's on. You don't know what you just did.
I know.
Thank you so much.
You just did. Twitter's are they're already tweeting us like, where's the new music? Yeah. Like, we just put this one out.
Fun's over. Get back to work.
Well, now your fans just found out you write music in 10 minutes. So they're like, you should be putting out 100 songs.
Yeah, and it
that 10 minutes happens once in a blue moon, though.
And it, man, it just got uploaded to SoundCloud.
Once in a blue moon or once in five blue moons for you.
Yeah.
Which is
I love
like.
Blue Moon, man.
I know you do.
I love Blue Moon a lot. I'm such a tourist, man. I'm like, can I have a drink of Blue Moon?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of exciting new music on the way coming from both of us, you know, separately as well. And I've had the pleasure and the privilege of hearing a lot of the stuff that he's been working on. And, you know, I'm like a weirdo, but I've let you hear some of mine too.
Yeah, man, I'm like, and I like it, man.
Yeah, so it's
approved.
It's
yeah,
really,
man,
really
keep your eyes peeled. It's rock and roll as hell.
Let's get it. Young Blood, Halsey, love you guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.